June 21. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. When the children of Israel started rebuilding the walls and the burnt gates of Jerusalem, they had to face much opposition from their enemies. They had to face problems that hinder God's work and their full obedience to Him. Because of lack of love among themselves, they had to face many problems. At that time, there was a great famine in the land. Because of poverty, they had to mortgage their vineyards, houses, and lands. Nehemiah 5:3-4. There were some Jews who started taking usury or interest. As believers, it is our duty to help those who are in need. If we fail to do this, we will be hindering God's work. As God's children, we cannot beg for money or food. Believers who cannot trust God and are in the habit of begging for help and money remain beggars throughout their lives. Those who are in need must learn how to pray for their need. Those who have more than they actually need have a duty to pray and find out those who are in need of their help. If this is done according to God's guidance, many needs can be met, and there will be no loss. Some years ago, I happened to stay with a poor family who were good believers. At that time, the man of the house had lost his job. One day, there was no food at all in that house, not even a piece of bread. But all of them, including the small children, began to pray without the least murmur. They believed that God would supply their need, and therefore they would have no need to beg. While we were still praying, we heard a loud noise at the door. We thought that someone had struck it with a big stone. But when the door was opened, they found a large gunny bag containing bread, vegetables, and other foodstuffs sufficient for the whole family. If we as believers start begging, God will not be pleased with us, and we will continue to remain as beggars.